Well, just because I know your time is short, so
yes.
First, I want to thank you mm-hmm. for doing this, but also as a final question to you, because many will look at this many years from now, you had a pivotal role here in Kigali, and so is there anything about your experience that you would want someone in your position to know if they were in your shoes in another case of genocide or another ad hoc tribunal? What would you tell them about the challenges that they might face? Can you give them advice?
Bon, moi je dirais que il ne faut jamais oublier pourquoi on est ici. Tout simplement. Il ne faut jamais oublier pourquoi on est ici. Parce que les années passent et on finit quelquefois par oublier pourquoi on est ici. Parce que le Rwanda, c'est un pays qui est très beau. Les gens sont formidables. Hein? Et on risque de devenir touriste. Il ne faut pas être touriste au TPIR. Il ne faut jamais oublier pourquoi on est venu ici. On est venu ici parce qu'il y a eu un génocide, il y a eu des victimes de génocide. Et on ne doit jamais devenir des corbeaux. Hein? C'est-à-dire, on mange les cadavres des... On doit rester très imprégné par l'importance de la mission pour laquelle on est ici. Si on a ça, le reste, c'est des détails.
Voilà. Thank you. Could you please? Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, he said that.
I got some of it, so I...
We should never forget the reason why we are here. Never forget that we are here because of the genocide, and there have been victims of genocides. Because if we are not very attentive, we tend to forget, because Rwanda is a nice country, people are nice, and we'll end up being tourists, which is not the reason why we are here in Rwanda.
Yes.
Never, should never forget why we are here.
And please, I want you to translate what I said before, because it's important.
What did you say?
Oh, before? Because when we skipped, I'm sorry.
It's very important.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. He said that the example he has given is very important and a very sensitive case. It is not because that he was with an authority that the person accepted to come forward and testify.
I'm sorry, it was because he was in a...
Let me say it.
Yeah. Can I? Just what I wanted to say. I gave an example.
Yes.
A reluctant victim was fearing to testify. We tried our best internally. Then I have sought the cooperation of Rwandan authorities to help us convince this person. And we went together. And it worked. And then after the person, she was grateful to all of us, because it was a relief for her. But I don't want you to think that because the authorities went to me, she was compelled to do it. Because I have also several examples of witnesses who were reluctant to testify. We tried our best. Then we tried also to seek the assistance of the Rwandan authorities, and sometimes with very high Rwandan authorities. And it didn't work. And the high authority told me, look, we can, and it's true. We are all convinced that we should not compel a witness I know that there are even some legal system that sometimes can compel, but it's not the case.
Yes.
To get it right. Huh?
Thank you.
Yes.
Bacha, is there anything else that we would need to ask? Or can I just wrap it?
Very fine.
Well, I would thank you very much on behalf of the project.